Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
New CCHS Stadium on track for spring 2027. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Construction on the new stadium at Campbell County High School is moving forward on schedule, with the facility expected to be ready for outdoor track season in the spring of 2027. That means the Campbell's football team will play one final season in the current stadium. The Campbell County School District is also making some parking changes for this year's home games. According to the Campbell County School District's Facebook page, CCHS fans are being asked to use the two parking lots directly west of the school, while visiting fans will park in a new temporary lot between the tennis courts and soccer field. Activities director Dave Plendel says fans will also once again be allowed to walk through the school's Great Hall to get from the parking lots to the stadium. The entrance to the Great Hall is located near the CCHS counseling office. Controlled explosives to bring down Casper wind turbines. Chevron is preparing to use controlled explosives this week to bring down wind turbines at its Long Idle wind farm outside Casper. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Natrona County Fire District says the work is expected to begin Thursday morning and could bring a brief loud noise, temporary vibration, and increased truck and crane traffic near the site. Fire Chief Howard Ogden says the contractor will not blow up the entire towers. Instead, crews will use shaped charges at the base to weaken the structures so they fall in a controlled direction. The turbines are about 240 feet tall and weigh roughly 450,000 pounds. Chevron says the work will be handled by specialists using established safety protocols, and the public is being asked to stay away from the property during the demolition. The 11-turbine wind farm has been largely inactive for years. Some components may be reused or recycled, while full-site reclamation is expected to continue through 2029. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.